Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So since the announcement yesterday that Simon Coveney was going to be stepping down as a minister, much has been made about the geographical balance of the cabinet, the need for geographical balance, and particularly Fine Gael's need to have geographical balance. Kira, I have to say, I find it kind of depressing that we're still at that point of kind of parish pump politics. Yes, Simon Coveney is going. He was one of three ministers in the Cork South Central constituency. It's not like Cork is going to be neglected. We'll still have Micheál Martin and Michael McGrath, who are both from that constituency. But I just had a quick look at the cabinet this morning. We have six Dublin ministers, three from Cork, and then one from Kerry, Cavan, Donegal, Wicklow and Meath. Like, absolutely, you can't have 15 cabinet ministers from Dublin or 15 from rural areas. You do need to have a balance of opinion, but you can't have one for every constituency. And I'm kind of depressed that we're still at the point where we're obsessed about the car and the car with the star, that kind of nonsense. Like, far direct development investment is not dependent on a minister being in the constituency. The wealth of a constituency is not dependent on having a minister there. I think that is highly simplistic. And here's a mad notion. How about putting the best qualified people into the job? I absolutely think there's a need for gender balance. I think you need to have a balance of views, but I don't think you need to tick a geographical box for every selection. I think doing so runs the risk you just don't get a good cabinet. We even had a mad situation. Sorry, final point. I know I'm going on about this a little bit, but final point. We had a mad situation where there's talk of two senators in Cork, one Tim Lombard, the other Jerry Buttermer, being made a minister to kind of tick that box. Now, no offence to either of them, but neither of them got elected at the last general election. Jerry Buttermer hasn't been a TD since 2011. How does that make you qualified to become a government minister?
What I think is wonderful is that you have studied and been such a follower of politics for so long, and you still have such lofty ideas about it. I kind of get this. People want to be represented, and there is a feeling, whether you like it or not, or whether I like it or not, among people in rural Ireland that they are overlooked, that they're disenfranchised, and they get everything up in Dublin, and that is a thing. And the real politic of this is, and as you mentioned, all politics is local, the parish pump, is that Simon Harris has to attempt to keep people happy. That's what politicians do. Their whole purpose is to get re-elected. That is their whole purpose. I know that they'd say their whole purpose is to run the country in public service and blah, blah, blah. But their actual purpose is to get re-elected and to stay in power. And to do that, you tend to your grassroots, you tend to your electorate, and you keep people west of the Shannon and, you know, in the Midlands, and you keep people on board. And Fine Gael have a bit of an issue, actually, in rural Ireland, because they used to be seen very much as a party of farmers and things like that. And they're kind of losing that now. We saw that big rally that our next guest was, in fact, at and emceed in Wexford, where Verona Murphy and 700 people were talking about the fact that they're disenfranchised.
How about delivering on policy?
That's a real thing to be dealt with.
How about performing in government? I actually think that's what matters to people. I think people are ahead of politics in this. I think most people don't give a tuppenny damn whether there's a minister in their constituency. They care about a government actually doing the business, doing their job well, and having the best people in the job. That's my take. I could be wrong. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
Well, let's talk to somebody else about this. Who knows? Formerly of this parish, co-host of the Path to Power podcast and notorious blue shirt, Ivan Yates joins me now. Ivan, you heard what we were talking about there. Obviously, there's going to have to be a cabinet reshuffle. Simon Coveney standing down yesterday. Where do you think Simon Harris should go?
Well, where I think he will go. I was forecasting 2 weeks ago that I didn't see Simon Coveney in the next cabinet simply because he only had one vacancy. He has to have at least two at senior level, and while he can take Helen McEntee out of justice and make her a super junior, that is difficult. The other difficulty is the other long-serving minister is Pascal Donoghue, but that would give him three vacancies if he made a move in either of those directions. I think he's made promises in the other. I think he faces, and you know, as we head into the Fine Gael Ardèche, he faces a few serious, serious questions. First of all, he's in an impossible position because he's got to provide government stability. He's got to honour the programme for government. And at the same time, develop a new brand and image and be fairly strident as a new young leader of Fine Gael. That's impossible. You can't face in two directions at the one time. And but I think when he gets the real role, which I think will be in opposition, it's very similar to 2011. Micheál Martin took over Fianna Fáil in February 2011. The party went on to get 19 seats, its worst ever performance. Did they blame Micheál Martin? No, it was circumstantial. And the fact that Fine Gael have been in power for their 14th year now is what's going to drive them. And, you know, being in government actually institutionalised ministers. They stop thinking as party campaigners and they become departmental. And that's Fine Gael's fundamental problem. But when Simon gets space to think beyond the programme for government, he's got to answer the question, what is the difference between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil? To most people, they both support the market economy.
Can we talk about that a little bit? Because I've heard lots of talk about whether or not, you know, Fine Gael has moved too far to the left, for example. So it's often described, the commentariat will always describe Fine Gael as a centre-right party. But if you look at their policies, there's very little to the right of centre there at all. It's quite to the left of centre, whether we want to admit that or not. But also people are talking about, you know, with the need for a new conservative, I suppose, body politic that is unrepresented. But if you look at those two referendums that, of course, failed so miserably, it is actually Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil voters who if they were seen as a blow for conservatism, are the most conservative. The no vote among Fine Gael voters was much lower. It was about 50-something percent. It was 70-odd percent and 80-odd percent for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Do you think that Fine Gael is actually now a liberal party and that actually its centre-right credentials are dead in the water? How do they define themselves, Ivan?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't read too much into the referendums. I think that was a move from the liberal agenda, which is about marriage equality, divorce, abortion, which people saw as freedoms, to the woke agenda, which includes a lot of things that people regard as political, you know, peripheral to their lives. They see them coming from NGOs, academics. They don't see them with the groundswell support. So I wouldn't read too much into that. No, obviously, the centre ground is very crowded. And the difficulty both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil face is under 35s believe their boomer generation screwed them over. They can't afford houses. Incomes haven't risen. You know, 90% of people are under 70 grand a year. Asset prices have risen a lot more. And so, therefore, they are excluded from home ownership. And those people are moved to Sinn Féin under 35s and all that. The second threat they face is the over 55s who would never vote for Sinn Féin or a left-wing party. And what's going to emerge is the possibility in 43 constituencies that you could have 43 vibrant independents of different hues which will say, we'll put the local community before the party. We'll put you before our careers. And it's quite an appealing message. And I can see right across the country, you know, whether it's the Healy Rays, whether it's Noel Grealish, whether it's Michael McDowell in Dublin or wherever, a real second flank opening up beyond the SF threat to the two established parties from independents. And therefore putting a government together in the next door will actually be a minefield.
Okay. And is there also an issue, because that's very interesting, you mentioned the independents, that they could grow as a grouping in there, and I don't know how that you whip them into line as any kind of a grouping. But of course, is it 12, is it 13 sitting TDs for Fine Gael are standing down for the next election? I mean, there's going to be an enormous amount of unknowns out there. Does that make things harder for Simon Harris too?
Well, the local elections, the reason why we're not having an early election is Fine Gael have to have succession plans for all these TDs, and don't rule out there might be two or three more retirements of people who decide they've done their bit. I mean, I think the shelf life of a TD when Richard Bruton has done 43 years, there'll be no one doing that again. It'll be 20 years, max 25 years, and people will do other careers. And that's not a bad thing. I did that myself. But yeah. Definitely, both Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin are looking to the 959 councillors to be elected on the 7th of June and using that as a pool for candidate base. And that's the nature of politics. There'll always be bright, shiny new men and women appearing on the scene. And that's part of the renewal of politics in itself.
Last question for you, Ivan. At the next general election, be it in the autumn or the spring, is that going to be something that we're going to see Fine Gael lose seats, do you think, from where they stand currently? Or is it too early to say?
I've consistently said Fine Gael had 76 seats in 2011, the high point where Fianna Fáil basically combusted. They went down to around 50 seats. They lost 15 seats in the 2020 election to 35. Then you had people like Owen Murphy leaving. They're on 33 today. I feel myself in the round, places like Kerry and Donegal will be difficult to hold the seat. I think somewhere around 25 seats is where I have them penciled in, which they, when I first said that a year ago, they were horrified. But I think it's now dawning on them that that's the territory they're in, and that's why they need to go into opposition.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Ivan Yates, of course, formerly of this parish, News Talk Breakfast, and co-host of the Path to Power podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.